This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root War. Let's go to war. I go to war every day with the globalists, the communists, the Marxists, the socialists, the open borders, anti-American losers. That's the whole Democratic Party now. Or I don't even call them Democratic. The whole Democrat Party now. Terrible, terrible, terrible. How extreme. How radical. All right, so here's why they want to impeach Trump. I say this all the time because he's doing so well. The Dow reached the 109th all-time high yesterday since the 2016 election. Obama and Bush had no all-time highs in their entire first terms. Trump is still in the third year, and he's reached 109 all-time highs. And I just had on my national radio show my great economic guru, Kip Herridge, of VRAinsider.com. And he's been so good. My gosh, he's hit the nail on the head. Every single prediction since Trump started running and then Trump was elected has been on the money, like no economic guru in America. And Kip says the Dow, which is now over 27,000, it started at 18,000 when Trump was elected, now it's over 27,000. He predicts it's headed for 50,000. 30,000 by the end of this year. And 50,000 by the end of Trump's second term. And Kip, like me, believes Trump will win by an electoral landslide. There's not even a question. He'll have a second term. And at that point, the sky's the limit. 50,000 for the Dow. There is no recession. There's no recession in sight. Anyone who talks about recession has been proven wrong again and again and again. Even a clock is right twice a day with the hand stuck in one place. Even a clock is right once in a while, right? Guess what? They're wrong again and again. They've never been right. Find me a naysayer of Trump telling you the economy's bad, it's going sour, it's going to be bad. They're wrong every time. So 109 all-time highs for the Dow. The Dow stood at 18,332 on the day Trump was elected. Yesterday, the Dow closed at 27,493, 9,160 points higher than the day of the 2016 election. The market's rise is record-breaking. President Trump's first year in office saw the most all-time stock market closing high, 71. The largest increase in Dow history, 4,956 points in a year. Prior to Trump, no year in the Dow's history ever saw the Dow increase by more than 3,500 points, let alone 4,956. Since Trump was elected president, the Dow tied the record for the most all-time high in a row, closing highs in a row, tied the record of who else? Ronald Reagan. I'm the only guy in America that said Trump is Reagan. During, you know, in 2015, when he announced he was running, I said Trump is Reagan. And I was right. The Dow reached its fastest 500-point increase between major milestones under President Trump. He's increased the markets now more than any other president in their entire presidency, when counting from their election win to the election day of their last year in office. And all the major indexes under President Trump, all of them, are way up and many records have been set. That's why they got impeached Trump. They can't beat him. Who's going to beat him? Elizabeth Warren? Socialist views and sensible shoes. Wow. I'm a poet. I didn't know it. I just made that up on the spot. Socialist views and sensible shoes. She can't get elected. No way. She's the worst-dressed presidential candidate in history. She looks like an old-school marm. And she's a socialist. You can't get elected president like that. Here's what history proves. I've said this on the show before. History proves since the day that Americans had TVs in their homes, since 1960, most Americans at that point had a TV in their home for the first time. Since that date, whoever smiles the most wins every election. Elizabeth Warren never smiles. Trump smiled more than Hillary. And before that, Obama smiled more than McCain and Romney. And, of course, JFK smiled more than Nixon. And, of course, go back through history. It's true every time. Nixon smiled more than McGovern. And Reagan smiled more than Mondale or Carter. Whoever smiles the most wins every election. Now, I don't really believe it's about smiles. I believe it's about being telegenic, looking nice on camera. And I think it's about having a nice personality. You're either handsome or beautiful, or you can overcome being but ugly. As long as you have a great personality, an electric personality, tremendous energy and passion that makes people go, I like that guy or that gal. Elizabeth Warren doesn't have it. Now, Bernie Sanders has Trump and my energy, right? If you like energy, Bernie Sanders has energy. But he's going to be 80 years old and he just had a heart attack. And he's a crazed socialist lunatic. So that kind of, that's a conflict that runs against the energy. You got to have energy and be a reasonable human being. Not a crazed, radical, communist, Marxist, socialist lunatic who hates America and honeymooned the Soviet Union. I mean, he's crazy. So that doesn't count. Energy is good as long as you're not insane. Bernie Sanders is insane. So Elizabeth Warren has no energy. She's not telegenic. She wears sensible shoes, worst dresser I've ever seen. You know, nothing about her stands out. And she's a socialist who has no faith in America and wants to tax us to death. Who's going to beat Trump? No one. There is nobody. So that's why I've always believed, number one, Trump will win big. But number two, someone else is going to get in. Mark my words. You notice I didn't mention Biden. Biden's not, in my opinion, a front runner anymore. Biden's out of it. Biden's done. Biden's finished. Biden's history, because of his son, Hunter, and all the corruption involving Hunter, Biden's not a viable candidate for president. So someone new is going to jump in. And people laugh when I say Oprah, George Clooney, Sean Penn, somebody famous from Hollywood, or Michelle Obama's famous, or Hillary Clinton's famous, somebody famous is going to jump in. That's my opinion. Because Trump can't be beat with the people that are running against him. But as I said in the open, the people running against him can't vote on his impeachment. Has anybody talked about that? My listener, Bill, if you weren't with us in the open of the show, one of my fans, one of my biggest fans, Bill, sent me a note. Brilliant reasoning. You can't vote on impeachment if you're one of the people looking to replace the guy you're impeaching. So Bernie Sanders can't vote on impeachment. Elizabeth Warren, U.S. Senator, can't vote on impeachment. Amy Klobuchar, Senator, can't vote on impeachment. These are all presidential candidates for the Democratic Party. They can't vote on impeachment. Who have I left out? Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. And I still may have left somebody out. I did the quick thinking about who were U.S. Senate candidates when he sent me this note. Well, Buttigieg is not a U.S. Senator, so he doesn't vote anyway. My board op just said to me, Buttigieg. But he, or Pete Butthead, whatever the hell his name is. He's a mayor. He's not voting on impeachment. He's a nobody. I can't think of anyone else running. I can think of someone who dropped out. The New York State Senator, female blonde. I can't think of her name. Gillibrand. Gillibrand shouldn't be allowed to vote either. She was running for president, and she's a U.S. Senator who will vote on impeachment. And she had to drop out because she was so unpopular. But if she impeached Trump, she could get back in. You can't allow Gillibrand to vote. Gillibrand to vote. There's probably others I'm not even thinking of. Beto O'Rourke, but he's not a congressman anymore, right? So no, he's not. So he doesn't get a chance to vote. But there must be another one who could vote, who's involved somehow in the Senate or the House. Can't vote. Conflict of interest. Trump has to jump on this and make sure he says it. Why is that important? Because they got to get to a certain number, two-thirds, to either convict or to say you are innocent, right? Two-thirds. And if you eliminate five of them, or six of them, Gillibrand, six of them, then they got to get to an even higher number of Republicans who have to go against Trump. I don't think any Republicans go against Trump. Maybe Mitt Romney, who's the biggest loser that ever lived. Mitt, you're the biggest loser ever. I want to give Mitt the finger. I can't do it on national TV. I'm holding my arm down. Mitt, I hate you. I despise you. You're a horrible human being. You're evil. You're jealous and bitter of President Trump. It's as simple as that. You are supposed to be president. And by the way, you're a great-looking guy, and you're a well-spoken guy, and up until all this happened where you hated Trump, I thought you were the nicest guy in the world. So you were like the perfect candidate. You look like a president of the United States. You should have beaten Obama with both arms and both legs tied behind your back. But you were too nice. You couldn't attack Obama, and you couldn't close the deal because you're too nice. Nice guys finish last. Donald Trump's not the nicest guy in the world. He's exactly what we needed. He's an SOB. I'm an SOB, but I'm a son of a butcher. Trump's really an SOB. And that's what America needed, like General Patton. Okay, we don't want nice guys as generals. We don't want nice guys as president. You've got to have a vicious streak. We need Trump to be who Trump is. Mitt Romney, you didn't close the deal. But what really bothers me is Mitt Romney was more vicious to Trump than he ever was to Obama. If you had just treated Obama the way you're treating Trump, you would have been president of the United States for two terms. 212 to 216 and 216 to 220, you would be reelected President Mitt Romney right now. That's why you're so bitter. There it is. There, I just figured it all out. Right now, while you're serving in the Senate, attacking Trump, being a Democrat asset, you should be President of the United States serving out your second term. Wow. Did you destroy your legacy and your history? And then you made it even worse. You compounded it. You didn't back down. You doubled down like an idiot that you are, Mitt Romney. Like the rat think you are. Like the rat deserting a winning ship that you are. You went against Trump and became a Republican whose only goal and job and responsibility in life seems to be attacking the Republican president of the United States who's produced the best economy since Reagan. Terrible. No wonder your approval is 18%, Mitt Romney.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, now that we've cleared the decks and so much more content in this show, I just am dying to get this all out. So much to tell you about. First of all, and I'm Wayne Allen Root, by the way, your warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, patriot, American-made and proud of it. Florida voters stun NBC News by saying they support Trump now more than ever. So NBC News sent a reporter down to Florida to talk to people who voted for Trump in 16. And they got nine of them together who voted for Trump. Nine people raised their hand, voted for Trump, yes. Then they asked them, are you still voting for Trump this time? They put up two hands. Every one of them said, yes, we love him more than ever. They couldn't believe it. They were in shock. They don't understand. I know all these people. I've said from the beginning, there isn't one person in America who voted for Trump last time that's disappointed and won't vote for him this time. Because if you voted for him last time, it's because he promised a bunch of things and he delivered. Now you know he did it. He's the only politician in history that actually delivered on most of his promises, or many of his promises, and I've no doubt he'll deliver on all of them if you give him another term. In the face of unbelievable resistance, right? Hashtag resistance. So there isn't anybody who's leaving Trump, and a lot of liberals look at yesterday's election like they elected, theoretically, because he hasn't conceded yet, but they elected or knocked out the Republican governor of Kentucky, Matt Bevins? They knocked him out, and they elected a Democrat. I think it's Beshear, right? I'm doing all this from memory. Nothing in front of me. By this way, this show's called Raw and Unfiltered. There's no teleprompter. There's no notes. There's no script. There's no nothing. It's me talking about the biggest issues of the day. And so I think it was Beshear, the Democrat, Attorney General, who beat Bevins, the governor, who is the most unpopular governor in America. I'm not there. I'm not in Kentucky. I know literally nothing about what's going on the ground. I just know nobody liked this guy. And Trump threw him under the bus minutes after the election appeared over. Because we won every office. Republicans won every office in Kentucky except the governor. So Democrats want to make this like it's a referendum on Trump. Then how did Republicans win every single office in the entire state? And 2 weeks before that, in Louisiana, we won every office in the entire state. But we didn't win the governorship. He's down by 4,000 votes. This guy Bevins was at 30% popularity, the governor of Kentucky, before Trump got there and gave a speech and got him up to 50-50 dead even tie for the governor's race. And then he lost by 4,000 votes out of, I think, 1.4 million. And now he's asking for a recount, and he refuses to concede. So maybe it's not over yet. I don't know. But the end result is, let's assume he lost. So what? He lost because he ran a bad campaign. And that's the problem I have with so many Republicans. They run bad campaigns. I'm very confident Trump wins by an electoral landslide in 20. I'm not confident about any other Republican because so many of them are lousy candidates. I don't know why. But we seem to attract much worse candidates. Democrats have better candidates. They just believe in all the wrong things. But they're more photogenic, telegenic. They're better candidates. Not on the presidential level, as I just explained. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. I mean, it's a joke how bad the candidates for president are. But for Congress, they are going out and they're getting cookie-cutter candidates out of central casting from Hollywood. Democrats are getting candidates who are handsome and beautiful, who are like ex-Marines and ex-Navy intelligence, ex-FBI and ex-CIA. And they have a chiseled chin. And they're the picture of a CIA agent or an FBI agent or a military man. And yet they believe in socialist views. So they're fooling the people. Why don't Republicans recruit candidates like this? I have no idea. Now, speaking of recruiting people, Donald Trump Jr. is trying to out the whistleblower. He tweets out the name of the whistleblower. We don't know for sure who the whistleblower is. Allegedly, maybe, as I said on the show last week, Eric Chiarmella. That's everyone in Washington says a guy named Eric Chiarmella. You know why Democrats are so scared to let the name get out? Registered Democrat. Worked on the dossier, the fake dossier for the FISA warrant against Trump, filled with lies from foreign governments. Worked on the $1 billion loan to Ukraine, was part of it. Maybe he got a piece of it, a bribe, I don't know. And he worked for Biden and traveled with Biden to Ukraine. And he worked for Clapper and Brennan. And he worked for Obama. And he's got lawyers who represent the DNC representing him. Dianne Feinstein lashes out at Rand Paul, warns him not to reveal the name of the anti-Trump CIA whistleblower. Don't tell everyone it's Eric Chiarmella. Allegedly, maybe. Shh, it's a secret. Fox News orders their hosts and contributors not to identify anti-Trump CIA whistleblower Eric Chiarmella. Let me tell you why that's not the right guy. Because you're calling him a whistleblower. He's a leaker and a cheater and a traitor and a spy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising his choices for the federal bench.
My administration and Republicans in Congress have now confirmed more than 150 federal judges.
Speaking at the White House, the president also says that the numbers keep rising and the figures represent quality and quantity. President Trump is praising his choices for the federal bench. Speaking at the White House, the president notes the number of approved federal judges.
In terms of, I'd like to say, quality and quantity, we are going to be, I think, just about number one by the time we finish, number one of any president.
Wednesday night, President Trump is holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Louisiana, and former AG Jeff Sessions will run for his old Senate seat in Alabama. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
This is Wayne.
Jane Ellen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Ellen Root, welcome back. By the way, I got to give kudos to my great friend, Richie. Richie is a great buddy of mine who told me over 2 years ago, and has been, just as proof, has been tweeting out for 2 years that Jeff Sessions is dirty and he's the Democrats' insurance plan for the coup against Trump. He said it when nobody else said it. I always think I'm the best TV predictor in the world and radio predictor in the world, but he was there before me about Sessions because I just couldn't believe, you know, at first, at the very beginning. I'm a quick study. I quickly realized something was wrong, but he was the first one to say Sessions is the insurance policy of the Democratic Party, and he's been planted in Trump's campaign to win over Attorney General and then to recuse himself so that all the swamp rats don't get discovered and indicted and go to prison. He was the cover for all of them, and Richie figured it out. And he's a super smart guy, a street smarts guy from the East Coast, right? And he knows a scam when he sees one, and he figured it out right away. I don't know how he could do that, because Sessions was the number one fan of Trump in the world in the United States Senate when Trump was running for president. And wherever Trump went, Sessions would give a speech. You know, and how do I know? Because I was always there. At every Trump event in Vegas, I was the opening speaker. And Sessions was generally there. And he was like this puppy dog U.S. senator that followed Trump around. Like Sessions was the puppy dog and Trump was the daddy dog with a bone to give him. Right? And then the minute he becomes Attorney General, it's like it's right out of a Godfather movie. He stabbed Trump in the back like it was a setup from the first day. Richie sniffed it out from the first day. Congratulations. Good job, Richie. I told you I'd give you kudos on TV, and I did. But I bring it up because Sessions is going to announce tomorrow for U.S. Senate in Alabama. Now, first of all, I have mixed feelings. I think he's a terrible guy. I think he's a rat fink. I think he's a Mitt Romney. But I also think he's the most conservative. He was the most, one of the most conservative, reliably conservative members of the United States Senate. And very much for a wall, you know, my project, rootwall.com, Sessions is Mr. Wall. He wants a wall. He wants the illegal immigrants kicked out of the country. Sessions is even stronger than me. I'm a little bit mushy when it comes to throwing everybody out of the country. All I wanted to do was build a wall, not let anybody else in, and throw all the illegal alien criminals out of the country, all the felons out of the country. And the other ones, I said, you won the lottery. You get to stay. For the rest of your lives, you get to stay. We're not going to, you know, go door to door and kick people out of the country. But you can never vote. See, that's called a good compromise. You can stay, but you can never vote. And we're not letting anybody else in. And there's a big wall with the U.S. Army behind the wall. So nobody knew's getting in. That's the way to run the country and also be a little bit compassionate. That's the right way. You got in. You didn't commit a crime other than getting in. Your penalty for committing the first crime, being an illegal alien and coming across the border illegally and breaking the laws of my country and violating my constitution, is you could stay, but you're never, ever, ever allowed to vote. That's what I would have done with all the illegals that were here, except for the Dreamers. The Dreamers, I would say, you're never, ever, ever allowed to vote. And you've got to join the military because you're all young. So you've got to join the military if you want to stay. And if you join the military and stay for 4 years in the military, you can stay in the United States. But you still can't vote. Your right to vote was taken away by the fact your family came here illegally. You have no right to be voting on taxes and welfare and decisions of America when you came here illegally and broke the law and you shouldn't be here in the first place. So those are the ways I would punish people who came here illegally but let them stay. But build a big giant wall and never let anyone in ever again who isn't allowed to come in. So Jeff Sessions just wanted to throw everybody out. So he's more conservative and hawkish than I am on immigration. So is he still going to be a good conservative, reliable vote for Trump when he stabbed Trump in the back? I don't know. Or is he going to be a Mitt Romney who's nonstop trouble? I don't know. But my guess is he wins Alabama Senate race. My guess is I wouldn't vote for him in the primary. I would not reward the guy who stabbed Trump in the back. He's dirty. And he's a traitor. And he's a backstabber. And he's a rat. A rat fink. So I wouldn't vote for him in a primary, but if he won the nomination, I guess I would vote for him over any Democrat. And I assume Alabamans will vote for him in a 30-point victory over any Democrat, would be my guess. But maybe he can lose in a primary to a much better Republican who supports President Trump and won't stab him in the back. Those are the things I'd say about Jeff Sessions. But my friend Richie sniffed it out, figured it out from the first day. Street smart, East Coast guy. Figured it out from the first day. Rat fink, traitor, bad guy. Right away. Good job, Richie. We did get a new potential Republican hero yesterday. Republican Daniel Cameron wins an historic victory for Attorney General of Kentucky. He not only won by a landslide, 16 points, he became the first black Attorney General, I believe, in the history of Kentucky, and the first black Republican in the history of Kentucky, and the first Republican of any kind elected to the Attorney General's office in, I think, like 76 years. For some reason, even a conservative Kentucky, only Democrats won the Attorney General's office. He became the first Republican, but the first black Republican, maybe, I would think, in the whole South. Has there ever been a black Attorney General Republican in the entire South? I doubt it. My guess is there have been black Attorney General Democrats in the South, but never a black Attorney General Republican. So, great job. A new shining light in the Republican Party, Daniel Cameron. Congratulations. For those who want to say we're all racist, really? Then why is Wayne Root happy that a black Republican won? Why does Wayne Root want more black Republicans, more Hispanic Republicans, more gay Republicans? I'll even take some Muslim Republicans. I want diversity, man. I want lots of female Republicans. That's how we win elections. Democrats are smart. They figured out to beat Republicans, you've got to get people who look like they're CIA, FBI, police officers, police chiefs out of central casting, or military. They look like generals, or they are ex-colonels, ex-majors, ex-generals, and they run for office for Congress as Democrats, and they win. Because it destroys the whole Republican narrative. Oh, he's a liberal, he's a whack case, he's a socialist. No, he's not. He's a former general. He's a former colonel, major, police chief, FBI. So they get someone that counters the narrative of what you think a Democrat would be, like a Birkenstock, sensible, shoe-wearing loser who eats tofu all day long. That's what you think of as some liberal, slimy, snowflake, crying commie loser. No, it's a general. It's a military man. Well, we should run women and black women and Hispanic men to counter this lie that Republicans are always white men and straight white men. So let's run Pete Buttigieg's. Let's go recruit handsome, well-spoken, leadership material gay men for the Republican Party, who are going to support the things I believe in, of course. I don't believe in running someone who doesn't believe in the things I believe in and you believe in. I want them to believe in lower taxes, capitalism, pro-business, pro-jobs. I want them to believe in the wall, less immigration, no illegal immigration of any kind, secure the border, and kill all the climate change crap, the biggest lie and fraud in the history of the earth. By the way, do you realize there is no consensus about climate change? Do you realize that's a complete lie? Do you realize there was one single study that said 97% of all scientists believe in climate change? And from that moment on, every liberal media has quoted again and again that there is a consensus of climate change. 97% of scientists believe in climate change. Lie. Wrong. Total fraud. That's not what happened. It was an article in a scientific journal, and the author said that they studied all the articles by scientists discussing climate change, and 97% of them agreed climate change exists, and it's man-made. Do you hear what I said? It's like bait and switch. It's like three-card Monty. They didn't say 97% of scientists agree there's climate change man-made. They said of the articles written about climate change, 97% of those scientists believe in it. Of course, because anybody who writes about it probably gets federal grants and makes all their money proving and saying and demanding and commanding there's climate change. And anybody who disagrees with it is never allowed in the scientific journals in the first place. The real truth is scientists are split probably 50-50. But the ones who are for climate change and say it exists and it's man-made and it's going to end the world are the only ones allowed to ever publish an article in a scientific journal in the first place because they're all run by extreme liberals who get government funding. Do you see the bait and switch? There is no consensus on climate change by scientists. You lied. It's only the ones who wrote about climate change in scientific journals. And they're always going to be the ones who write about it who are for it. Unbelievable. By the way, the Democrat star witness for this impeachment admits he wasn't on the Trump-Ukraine call, and the sole source was the New York Times. Deep state fraud. And the attorney for the whistleblower said in 2017 in posts on Facebook and Twitter, the coup has started. We're going to impeach Trump. He said that before Trump ever got in office. Mark Zaid. I don't know how it's pronounced. It might be Mark Zaid. Mark Z-A-I-D is the attorney for the whistleblower who isn't a whistleblower. He's a leaker and a criminal and a traitor. And a dirty guy, and a dirty Democrat. So he's not a whistleblower. But the attorney for that dirty leaker traitor who committed treason? All right, up next, a great commercial for a great sponsor of the show, Swiss America. My great friends, Pat Boone, is their national spokesman. How's that for credibility? Coming up next, my sponsor, who I've known for 20 years, Swiss America. Don't go to the bathroom. Don't get a sandwich. Stay tuned. Swiss America.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the coup has started. The whistleblower's attorney said in 2017 in posts, meaning these are public tweets, he called for the impeachment of Trump and said the coup has started. Is there anyone that would believe a word coming out of the witness when the whistleblower, i.e. leaker and traitor, who didn't even hear the phone call firsthand, but his lawyer was out to get Trump from the first day? Come on. It just makes no sense. Let me get the exact tweet. Mark Zaid or Zad, one of the attorneys representing the whistleblower at the center of the Democrats' ongoing impeachment inquiry, tweeted in January 17th, so Trump wasn't even president yet, a coup has started, and impeachment will follow. Then in July of 17, same guy, the lawyer said, I predict CNN will play a key role in Donald Trump not finishing out his full term as president. We will get rid of him, and this country is strong enough to survive him and his supporters. Folks, it was always the plan of the Democratic Party to go get Trump. This is amazing. And the Democrat star witness admits he wasn't on the Trump-Ukraine phone call. That's the star witness. His name's Bill Taylor. House Democrats released the latest series of heavily redacted transcripts of the secret hearings they undertook in recent weeks. That of Bill Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, ahead of his public testimony next week. Taylor's viewed as a key witness who previously testified in meticulous detail about what he considered an effort by Trump and his allies to pressure Ukraine into opening investigations that would benefit Trump politically. In other words, hurt Biden and benefit Trump. But it turns out that this guy didn't hear the phone call, so how could he tell you the meticulous details of the phone call? Because the whole thing was a setup from day one. It's amazing. Amazing. Now, let me tell you some things about yesterday's election you need to know. Tucson, Arizona is a Democrat city. It's all Democrat. Almost every city in America is all Democrat. Tucson, Arizona, in a very Republican state, Arizona, Tucson's an all-Democrat city. And by the way, one of the reasons Tucson and Phoenix are becoming such overwhelmingly Democrat cities, same reason Las Vegas, where I live and where I'm shooting the show at, right? Filming the show from Las Vegas. Why is Las Vegas so Democrat? Filled with illegal immigrants. The whole town is illegal immigrants from Mexico and Central America. Everywhere you look, everyone's an illegal immigrant. It's unbelievable. That's why it's so liberal. They vote automatically Democrat to keep the welfare checks coming and to keep from being deported. Every check they get, food stamps, free school, free meals at school, housing allowance, heating allowance, everything they get. Illegals get everything. Special teachers at school, because English is not your first language. It costs us billions and billions of dollars in every state in America. We are bankrupting our children's future to pay for illegal alien foreigners in our country. And they filled our inner cities, and that's why they vote Democrat. But now explain this to me. In Tucson, Arizona, they elected all Democrats yesterday. The whole city council Democrat, the mayor Democrat. And all they talked about in their victory speech was social justice. Right? That's the key word. You hear social justice, it means I hate America, I want open borders, I want to destroy this country, and I want to persecute people who have jobs and work for a living and steal all their money. That's what social justice means. But yet, the same people, the same Democrats that voted completely for Democrat candidates in Tucson, there was a ballot initiative on the ballot in Tucson to make Tucson an official sanctuary city. And guess how Tucson voted? No. By 70%, 70-30, they voted no, we don't want to be a sanctuary city. So tell me the conclusion you would draw. Let me tell you the conclusion I've drawn, is that in America, liberals are total hypocrites. They can vote for all liberals who believe in social justice and open borders, but they still have to live in the community and send their kids to the schools. And even illegal immigrants and also legal foreigners who live in Tucson know that they don't want their neighborhood filling up with open borders illegal immigrants. The ones who are already here don't want more illegals. And the ones who are here legally don't want any illegals. And so even Democrats vote overwhelmingly against sanctuary cities. Even Democrats hate the homeless needles and pee and poop in the street in San Francisco. Even Democrats hate that in L.A. They don't want illegal aliens. They don't want sanctuary cities. They don't want homeless all over the streets. They don't want to make it legal to camp in front of a business or a home because it ruins your neighborhood and endangers the life of your children. So even in purely Democrat cities, overwhelmingly Democrat cities that vote for nothing but Democrat politicians, they still voted against sanctuary cities. So there's still a thread of hope in America, not in my backyard, right? They don't want it in their backyard. So maybe we don't get sanctuary cities all the time. Put it up for a vote, a ballot initiative all over the country. All right, have yourselves a great night. As we say goodnight, I will thank the police of this country. I thank the military active duty, and I thank the vets for the sacrifices you made. Best people in the world. We love you. Thank you. Good night. Be safe tonight, cops. Be safe. We're thinking of you. We appreciate you. Last but not least, I want to thank the last sponsor of my show. My doctor suggests it's cold and flu season. Silver may in fact be the most incredible defense against colds and flu. My doctor suggests has found this amazing product, next generation of silver. Structured silver that destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. Stay tuned. Don't go to the bathroom. Don't get a sandwich. Up next, it's My Doctor Suggests, my sponsor, right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.